Okay, great. This is Julie Harris. Now, the topic of today's call is something that, you know, I probably am remiss about because I don't like the negativity of it, but I have to address it. The topic of today's call is stop hating, and I'm using that word because I hear it far too frequently, stop hating prospecting. Now, some of you are going, hey, I got over that years ago. There's times that I hate it, but I'm pretty much over that. Well, if that's you, stop hating prospecting on the days you don't feel like prospecting. We're all guilty of that, okay? I had far too many calls with far too many agents who said, I hate prospecting. And, man, did they say that with gusto. They were not screwing around. I believe they really do hate prospecting. Some of you guys are on this call right now. So here's the thing. I have heard the phrase, quote, I hate prospecting. So obviously this is a mindset call, guys. Hope you're taking some notes. I've heard that phrase, I hate prospecting, from experienced agents, new agents, middle-of-the-road agents, starving agents, thriving agents. It's not relegated to any particular category. So I guess you could say it seems like everybody hates prospecting. Well, guess what? That's normal, so don't think that you're a special case based on the fact that you walk around saying, I hate prospecting. It's normal. There's lots of people that hate prospecting. It's not just in real estate. It's just, you know, something that people love to hate, okay? So that doesn't make you guys special. Mostly I hear this from agents who are learning something new in real estate, okay? This could be for sale by owners, expireds, calling asset managers for REOs and BPOs, or finding short sale sellers. So this is not a phenomena relegated to just new agents or struggling agents. It's not something that just amiable, warm and fuzzy agents have a problem with. It's not a problem that a certain age group or a type of market has an issue with. So it's okay to hate prospecting, but it's not okay to let that stop you from making the income that you deserve. Okay? So, number one, doesn't make you unusual. You're not the only one on the planet that hates prospecting. Everybody hates it. I can tell you, honestly, and I've said this to many of you before when you give me this line about, I hate prospecting, okay, I've lost track at about 60,000 coaching calls, all different types of agents, all different markets. I can name, honestly, maybe three people who I've ever coached who were natural-born prospectors, people who honestly love it, okay? Now, that's a micro percent of all of the agents in the world, maybe three, and I'll tell you, one of them is an ex-attorney litigator, okay, who, you know, I think that his approach, he gets a fair amount of business, okay, but his approach is a little bit on the argumentative side, but he looks at it as a game, which makes sense. He's an ex-litigator, okay? And another person who used to sell the daylights out of cell phones woke up one day and she had the light bulb go off saying, hey, I'm a really good salesperson. Why am I selling these cheap products? I could sell houses like this. So she's used to having to make a ton of contacts, okay? Other than those two or three people that come to mind, I don't know a lot of natural-born prospectors. Do you? If you do, send me their names. I'd like to interview them, okay? So it's natural and normal for you to not be just loving, waiting to get up to call for sale by owner. Now, let's look at the reasons. We're going to get on top of this. So why do agents hate prospecting? You've got to first identify if this is you. And again, maybe you don't hate prospecting all the time, but maybe you hate prospecting when you're tired, when you don't feel like it, certain days of the week, whatever it may be. Let's take a look at this. Why do you sometimes or possibly always hate prospecting? Well, what are the reasons? Number one, disbelief and denial. You guys should be taking notes on this. Disbelief and denial. They can't believe they have to do this to get business. You know, a lot of us, when we got into real estate, we were talking to everybody we knew about the fact that we were getting into real estate. So we had lots of referrals, lots of easy deals, and we started to believe that that's how that was always going to be, because nobody told us. See, if we tell you guys that you're going to have to prospect when you're getting your license, you're going to go do something else. Most people, okay? So most of us don't realize that prospecting is part of the game until it's too late. We're already in real estate. Okay, and we got in, and again, we had lots of easy deals coming. Some of you, it's because you got your license during the boom and you thought that's how real estate was. That was unusual, okay? That's not the norm. So number one, disbelief and denial. They can't believe they have to actually do that to get business, and they never get past that thought. Number two, why do we hear, and this is based on gazillions of coaching calls, why do agents hate prospecting? Number two, fear. They have an inexplicable fear of talking on the phone. Perhaps a bad childhood experience on the telephone. I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, guys. You know, people build up this anxiety about, quote, being on the phone. Oh, I don't like to be on the phone. Really, what this comes down to is a fear of rejection. Okay, it's not a fear. People say, oh, I hate being on the phone. It's a fear of rejection. Okay, that's an ego issue. All right. Number three, fear of it actually working, fear of acceptance. What will I do with all that business? What if it actually works? I've got two deals going right now, and I feel really busy. What if I get two more? Or for some of you, I've got 20 things pending. Some of my short sale students have 20 pending contracts. Gosh, this prospecting thing, what am I going to do if I get, I don't know if I can handle 30, okay? So fear of it working, because you know in your hearts that it works. You know lots of agents that are doing it. Number four, fear of embarrassment. What if you don't know what to say? It's so uncomfortable to be put on the spot, okay? Fear of embarrassment. What if they don't know what to say? It's uncomfortable to be put on the spot. And number five, just flat-out ego. Experienced agents, and I got to say, in this market where experienced agents are being forced to learn short sales, REOs, loan mods, different things like this, I hear that phrase, I hate prospecting, more from the experienced agents than I do from the inexperienced agents. Inexperienced agents know that they have to prospect because eventually they've got nothing going on. They don't have a lot of past clients to refer to rely on. It's the experienced agents that surprise me on this. Why? It's ego. Experienced agents don't think they should have to prospect. They think that because they know what they know, it should all come to them. Okay? So those are my five most common reasons that I hear from agents. What are the solutions? Realize this is your job. You are a salesperson. And honestly, if you're going to hang on to this, I've got a problem with the phone business, you may need to look at some other career, okay? It does require you to talk to people you don't know. Being great at real estate requires for you to talk to people that you don't know when you don't feel like talking to them and do it at a very high level. So the old saying is, if you're not making what you need to make, it's because you haven't figured out how to help enough people. So enough people means more contacts, okay? So question for you, if you continue to want to hold on to this, and again, it's not an unusual issue, so don't feel like you need your head examined. It's completely normal. Okay. However, big question for you today is, are you getting enough income from what you already are doing? For some of you, that could be true. Okay. Are you getting enough income from what you're doing? Okay. And if not, what are you going to do about it? You can wait for more business. You can luck out. Maybe a past client will call you today. Not very efficient. It's not very effective. It's not really a plan. But you could do that. How long do you have to wait? How long are you going to wait? Okay. Here's the plan of attack on this. First thing that all of you can do, if you have a severe prospecting aversion, you need to start with your past clients and your sphere. These are the warmest calls that you can be doing, and set a specific goal of no less than 5 actual contacts per day to past clients. Okay, and I am not interested in hearing your excuses of how maybe your database is disorganized, you don't know where their phone numbers are, they've all moved. No kidding, you sold them the house, right? Okay, I that doesn't matter. Find the phone numbers. Okay, that's where you start. Now, for others of you, okay, others of you are looking to get into REOs. Okay, so for example, I have a question from Carla in Duluth. What's the best way to source contact information to prospect asset managers? Well, Carla, I'm not sure if you're in our REO class or not. In the REO class, we have a list of over 2,500 asset manager contacts. That list is getting updated every 30 days or less sometimes, depending on what's going on. We give you the list of people to call. That's AgentREOSecrets.com. If you're already in the class, find the list. We may need to have a free coaching call together to get you started. But people like Carla, okay? Carla's getting into prospecting asset managers. Well, so job one, of course, is get your list of phone numbers together. And number two is you've got to be using a script. If you're winging it, maybe that's the reason you hate prospecting for some of you, okay? All right. Gail, I'm a new client beginning today. Do you have a good script for short sale prospecting? Yes, in the short sale class. If you're not in the class, send me an email, coachjulieharris@gmail.com, okay? For short sale prospecting, okay, it's an interesting question that Gail has. Many short sales you can get just by using the expired script, okay? Most of the expireds out there today, at least more than 50% of them, guys, are the result of an agent not knowing how to do a short sale, not wanting to have a pricing conversation, not knowing what the seller owes, and so they've just given up, okay? It could be because they have, started on the wrong premise with that seller and allowed them to believe that they would get the higher price. But really, one of the best ways to get short sales is to just prospect using an expired script and call the expired list, okay? If you're in the short sale class, we have a script posted online for that. All right, so any other questions? I want to open this up a little bit. There's a lot of you guys on the call for being so quiet. Maybe it's because you're raising your hand going, guilty as charged, okay? So how do we get on top of this? This is a conversation that I had with one of our great graduate students this morning. He actually is a pretty good prospector, okay, in terms of making himself make the calls, making himself drop off free listing packages. He has different spokes that he uses. Well, one of the discussions that we had is now that you are making yourself make the calls, okay, a lot of you guys have gotten past that whole made up in your head phone issue, whatever that is, okay? You're making yourself make the calls. Here's the question to ask yourself, and I want you to write this down. Am I prospecting with intent to set an appointment? Am I just going through the paces, just going through the motions? Do I have contactitis? I know if I just call 10 people today that I've done something. Or am I prospecting with intent to set an appointment? Am I following ABC, always be closing? Do I close for an appointment on every call unless they're too combative or not motivated? You don't have to close those, okay? Everybody else, are you closing them? Are you prospecting with intent to set the appointment? Are you actually asking for the appointment, okay? Some of you, if you just start doing that, you're going to have more business, all right? Next, am I putting myself in a mindset of being of service, and do I have the skills required to provide that service? So they're two separate issues. The first one is easy to fix. You can do that today with your very next prospecting call. I am here to find out how I can help this person. My job is to use a script which asks questions about their situation, listen to their answers, and determine how to best counsel them. Okay? Yes, there will be people who are not interested in your help. You don't have to close them. But everybody else, absolutely you can and should be helping them. Question is, are you approaching every call with a mindset of service? Okay? Now, as for the skills to provide that service, you know, a lot of you guys on this call are new to short sales, new to REOs, new to expireds, new to FSBOs. And maybe you're not making the calls because you don't feel like you're an expert yet. This is one of those chicken and the egg conversations. How do you become, say, an expired expert? By taking lots of expireds, okay? So maybe you're not making the calls because you don't feel like you're an expert, but you're not an expert yet because you're not making the calls. There's only one way to resolve that, and that is to take the risk of not knowing what to do. Take the risk of not knowing what to say. The best script in the world is, you know what, that's a great question. I'm going to write that down and get back with you. That's your out. If you get stuck in a corner and you don't know what to say, don't know what to do next, you just say, you know what, that's something I'm going to look into for you. I'm going to give you a call back tonight at 5 o'clock with an answer, and then make sure you do it, okay? Remember that all fear of prospecting, could be fear of flying, fear of listing presentation, fear of objection handlers, fear of getting sick. It could be any fear. All fear goes back to the basic human fear of not knowing how to handle something. It's a great book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Okay? Can't remember the author's name, but it's a great book. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. all human fear goes back to the fear of not being able to handle something because your ego doesn't want to be embarrassed, okay? So if you realize that and you tell yourself, of course I can handle it. If I can't, I'm just going to say that's a great question. I'll get back with you, okay? That should alleviate some of that stress for many of you, okay? Now, next issue with this. Perhaps some of you are not prospecting because you don't know what works for you, okay? Are you tracking your numbers? The discussion that I had with Tom this morning is, does he know, he does, one of his spokes is dropping off pre-listing packages to fresh expireds and for sale by owners. What he's got to find out this week for his homework is how many of those packets go out to equal each listing appointment. I'm guessing it's probably 1 in 10 or 2 in 10. For most agents, that's how it works, okay? Tom's pretty presentable, very well-spoken, very well-experienced. His ratio might be a little bit higher than that. Point is, if we know that he's getting 1 in 10 pre-listing packs dropped off, gives him an appointment, and he needs 2 listing appointments this week, which is his minimum requirement for his calls at the graduate level, then if he gets 20 out, he should get 2 appointments. Now, that's not his only spoke. He has multiple spokes for insulation. If that doesn't work for some reason this week, he's got other methods. But the point is, maybe you don't know what's working, and if you did, you'd do more of it. Okay? Are you tracking your numbers? If I call you at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, Jeannie, Signal Hill, what are you doing? What works for you? Give me your numbers. Can Jeannie tell me? She probably can. Okay? But what are your numbers? Are you actually tracking that? Okay? All right. So, oh, thank you, Inika. You're always a great source on these calls. Susan Jeffers is the author of Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Fantastic. You probably have that book. Okay. And we all should have that in our library. Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Susan Jeffers is the author. Thank you. Excellent. I appreciate that. Okay. So that's mandatory homework, by the way. I've just decided. Get that book. Read it. And conquer any fears or lingering fears that some of you may have of prospecting. So far we've talked about, are you approaching every call with a service mindset? Do you have the skills required to provide the service? And if not, maybe that's holding you back. You got to get past that. The first time you worked with a first-time buyer, okay, or a relocating client, you didn't know what you were doing then either, but you still did it. And now you're probably an expert in those two categories, okay? So realize, first time you rode a bike, you weren't an expert. You wiped out. You skinned your knees. That's okay. Okay? That's all right. What's not all right is to not go forward and do it. Okay? So are you prospecting with intent to set an appointment? Are you prospecting with a mindset of service, and do you have the skills or are at least working to develop the skills? I talked about that on today's daily message, by the way. Okay? Are you starting with a mindset to help them and finding a solution, setting an appointment? Okay? Are you tracking your numbers? Do you actually know what works for you so you can do more of it? Okay? What are your spokes? If I were to put you on the spot and say, what are the 5 things that brings business to you? What are they? The next question would be, what is the system for each spoke? Okay? So let's go back to Tom for a second. I always refer to him because he's my call right before these calls that I do on Mondays. It's my first call in the morning. So for Tom, one of his spokes is the dropping off of pre-listing packages. He has a system. He goes through all the expireds. He cherry-picks the most enticing expireds in terms of location, where they are they in his farm market, price range, et cetera, and he goes out, he maps them out, and he does this on a daily basis. He has a system, okay? Somebody who doesn't have a system may have that spoke or think that they do, okay, but they just do it when they feel like it. They only do it when they run down to maybe 3 active listings, then, you know, they don't really have a system, okay? Do you have a system? And I'm going to give a real specific example because I know a lot of you guys are in the REO class. Biggest mistake I see with REO students is they get the list, they send out a bunch of emails, and then they wait. Then they get mad that asset managers are not just ringing them up and saying, hey, here's 10 listings. Doesn't work like that. You get the list, you send out your applications and your resumes. You can do some of that online. Then you have to call them. This gets back to that call reluctance again. You have to make the calls. Now, next step, it's not just about making the calls. It's about using a script, okay? Typical, most common issue that REO students have And again, it's normal to have these challenges. I'm not picking on anybody for having the challenge. I'm bringing some things to light for you. Most common thing I hear from REO students who are calling asset managers, they say, well, I've called the whole list, which, first of all, I know you're lying because it's 2,500 people, okay? You haven't been in the class long enough to make all those calls. But let's just set that aside for a second. I've called all of them, and I asked for listings, and I didn't get anything. And we'll put them on the spot, and we'll say, so, okay, I'm an asset manager. What do you say? This is a real call. I'm going to change the agent's name for privacy, okay? The agent says, hi, this is Jenny. Do you have some listings for me? That is not a script, especially with an asset manager. First of all, they're called assets, not listings. We give you the script, okay? So stage one, make yourself get on the phone. Stage two is actually using a script, and stage three is always be closing, ABC, okay? This is a learning process, a learning curve. It's normal to go through these things, but you've got to stop saying to yourself, I hate prospecting. That is a negative affirmation. You should replace that with, I love helping people. That's where my income comes from. Every time you catch yourself saying, I hate prospecting, okay, and don't say, oh, I never say that, because all of you guys say this to yourselves, okay, occasionally. I know, because I used to say it too, okay? All right, so whenever you catch yourself, excuse me, saying, I hate prospecting, and again, maybe that's every day for some of you, maybe it's every hour for some of you, maybe it's only now and then for some of you, but whenever you catch yourself saying that, replace it with, I love helping people every day. It is part of my job. It's where my income comes from. I love helping people every day. It's part of my job. It's where my income comes from. You've got to work to replace that powerful negative affirmation that you're giving yourself. If you keep saying that you hate prospecting to yourself, you will continue hating it, and you will make less money than you deserve to make. All of you guys are highly talented, highly skilled agents in various different parts of real estate. Okay? Most of you are adding skills right now. Part of the process is going through a little bit of anxiety. That's okay. It's normal. Just like when you rode a bike and you fell off and skinned your knees. So where do I want you to go with this? Okay, so main thing, stop giving yourself that negative affirmation. Next, start every call with a mindset of service. Next, if you are missing some of the skills for you to be able to have that mindset of service, what are you doing about it? Listen to today's daily message. That's going to help you out, okay? All right, so look at the list of the five common fears, disbelief or denial, fear of rejection, fear of success, fear of embarrassment, ego. Which ones of these can you go, yep, that's me, and what are you doing about it? Maybe we need to make a call about each and every one of those things. You guys tell me. A lot of this class is driven by you. So send me an email, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. The topic of today's call has been to get you to stop hating prospecting, or at least saying that to yourself. And, again, if you have questions, I am here. Go have a great week, and don't forget to prospect. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.